Start the show.
The Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And the Splash for Tuesday, June 15th of the four NBA Conference semifinal series. We know one is done. The Phoenix Suns have already advanced to the Western Conference Finals with a four-game sweep over the Denver Nuggets. The other series all tied up at 2-2 as we speak. The Suns awaiting the winner of the Utah-LA Clippers series, probably watching even more interested last night as the Clippers pounded the Jazz 118-104 at Staples Center to even things up. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard had 31 points, and Kawhi Leonard added a highlight dunk in the face of Utah's Derek Favors in the win. I tweeted about that because you remember the tweet in the first series?
Oh, yeah.
When I was like, they're making a big deal out of that dunk over Maxi Kleber. I'm off the hook for that one.
Okay.
Because last night, that was vicious.
Yes, it was.
That was a, ooh, kind of moment.
Yeah. And Kawhi does that. And it's when he starts doing that, that Clippers team is a different team.
He's playing very well.
Well, and he had dunks like that with the Raptors. And he would do that and it would change the game. That series is getting really good, and it's leading to a fascinating discussion about who would you rather.
Yes. The Utah Jazz are a very good offensive team, and they were made to look like garbage last night early in that game with the way the Clippers were playing defense. Obviously, it lessened as the game went on, but the cushion was so big, they just fell back on it. Marcus Morris had 24 for the Clippers. Donovan Mitchell, 37 points in the loss for Utah. Game 5 of that series back in Salt Lake City tomorrow night. The Atlanta Hawks overcame an 18-point deficit to beat the Philadelphia 76ers 103-100. That series even up at 2. Trae Young playing through a shoulder injury, 25 points, 18 assists for the Hawks. He was the star who dealt with injury better because Joel Embiid, who's been slowed by a knee injury, not effective in the second half. He went 0-for-12 from the floor. After halftime, finished the game just 4 of 20. He did have 21 rebounds, but it wasn't enough for the Sixers as they fall to Atlanta. Game 5 of that series tomorrow night in Philly.
This is getting interesting. I made fun of that bettor who put all that money on the Atlanta Hawks to win an NBA championship, and that basketball team will not go away.
No. Played very well. Again, not for stretches of that first half. It looked like it was over, but they clawed their way back into it. Tonight, the Brooklyn Nets host the Milwaukee Bucks in a pivotal Game 5. The Nets will not have Kyrie Irving, who injured his ankle in Game 4 Sunday. But might they have James Harden? The All-Stars played a total of 43 seconds in this series because of a hamstring injury. He was initially ruled out for tonight, but is reportedly determined to play and has been upgraded to questionable.
Wow.
That game gets underway at 5:30 Arizona time. You can catch it on TNT. I get both sides of this. I feel like, okay, Kyrie's down. It's created this narrative, and we'll get into this a little bit on today's show about, okay, Kevin Durant, here's your opportunity to be the Lone Ranger and carry your team to greater heights and kind of wash away that label that's on you that you need all this help to get it done.
Right.
So I see that side of it, but I also see James Harden wanting to be there for his team, as risky as it may be, because that's the second time he's hurt that hamstring.
Well, yes, that's exactly right. And the fact that he re-injured that a minute into the game tells you that that wasn't even a re-injury. He just was not healed.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And so I don't think it's probably pretty wise for him to play, but it kind of shows you the desperation Brooklyn suddenly finds themselves in. This is a huge opportunity for Giannis to kind of validate who he is as well.
Yes.
It's a fascinating thing tonight. It really is.
Yeah, the Giannis thing, every time I watch him play, is he'll be dominating, getting to the rim at will, and then all of a sudden he'll just settle for a really bad three-point shot and kind of change a mini change in the flow of the game. But we'll see how that goes tonight. The NBA announced it's all defensive teams yesterday. No representation from the Suns on the first or second teams, although Mikal Bridges did receive the most votes of any player not on the first or second team. Bridges picked up 4 first-team votes, 31 second-team votes as a guard, by the way, which is, according to Basketball Reference, he played only 7% of his minutes at a guard position this year. Jay Crowder of the Suns also received 1 second-team vote. The first team was made up of Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons, Draymond Green, Drew Holiday, and Giannis. Second team, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, Matisse Thybulle, and Kawhi Leonard. And tonight, the All-NBA teams will be announced.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get first, second, and third teams. Got to expect some representation from the Suns,
yeah,
on that, right?
I would hope you would have at least Devin Booker and Chris Paul. I would hope.
Feeling like the way the MVP voting shook out, Chris Paul might be on the fringe of the first team, maybe second team. And Booker probably third team.
That's what I feel too. Yeah. Yep.
D-backs continue to inch closer to dubious history. The Snakes lost their 20th straight road game last night, 5-2 to the Giants at Oracle Park. Brandon Crawford drove in three runs, including a two-run home run off Matt Peacock in the fifth inning. He inflicted a lot of the damage for the Giants. The overall losing streak is only at 11. The D-backs, during their 20-game road skid, Bic, have scored a total of 42 runs. They are now two losses away from tying the all-time modern big league record of 22 straight losses held jointly by the 1943 Philadelphia A's.
Richie Ashburn.
And the 19... Yeah, he was a Philly.
Dick Allen.
1963 New York Mets.
Oh, and, you know that, too.
And Crane Pool. And Crane Pool.
Ron Swoboda.
Same two teams by the bay tonight. No word yet on who will start for the D-backs, but whoever it is, they'll be faced by San Francisco's Zach Littell. First pitch, 6:45. Pregame coverage starts at 6 on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Major League Baseball putting out the memo on penalties now for sticky substances found on baseballs. Pitchers will be ejected and suspended for 10 games for using illegal foreign substances to doctor baseballs in a crackdown by Major League Baseball. It starts on June 21st, according to ESPN News Services. The commissioner's office responding to record strikeouts and a league batting average more than a half century low, said today that major and minor league umpires will start regular checks of all pitchers, even if opposing managers don't request inspections.
Yeah, listen, this
it's a great way to pick up the pace of the game, isn't it?
Yo, I can't wait to talk about this later. This is the last thing baseball needs, but it's something they have to do.
But it needs it and it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's the tragedy in this. The last thing they need to do is slow that game down anymore.
Yeah. Finally, the Stanley Cup playoffs roll on. The Vegas Golden Knights beat Montreal 4-1 in Game 1 of their semifinal series in Vegas. Game 2 of the other semi between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Islanders is tonight. The Islanders lead that best of 7, 1-0. There is your splash, Tuesday, June 15th.